The Strum Ballas take the RBC stage at Base 31's historic Drill Hall in Prince Edward County this Saturday, July 13th. Now touring to support their fifth album, Part-Time Believer, listen to the rich harmonies on the site of a cultural destination in former World War II air base. Plus, Queen students and high school students, you're in luck. General admission tickets are available for just $31. Tickets available at base31.ca. Must show a valid ID at the show to enter.
Good morning, everybody. This is your Friday morning indie wake-up call for this Friday, July 12th, 2024. It's me, it's Jesse, your Friday summertime host until we find somebody cooler with a better head of hair. You heard Disturbance at the Heron House kicking us off. You know me, I love my throwbacks. I threw it all the way back to 1989 there. We're going to bring it a bit more forward in time with our next track in just a few minutes, and it's a CanCon classic, a certifiable all-timer jam by the Sam Roberts Band. You already know. We're going to play a little bit of Bridge to Nowhere. We've got some Aaron Lee Toscan coming up. We've got some new Red Clay Strays. We've got all sorts of stuff intermingled. We're going to get weird with it. We're going to have some fun today. We're going to play former versions of bands, current bands. We're going to throw it back to like my early years. I'm talking like age 8 or 9 when At the time, I considered it a guilty pleasure, because if you were a boy and you listened to Avril Lavigne, it was not a kind world to you in 2002, 2003. That's all I'm going to say. How we doing today, folks? It is quite nice right now here in the city of Kingston, but it is going to heat up. We have got a verifiable summer sizzler on our hands for the next 3 days. Tomorrow, Saturday, July 13th, is something like 29 degrees. Sunday is 29 degrees, and Monday is 29 degrees. So after a bit of a stop and start summer for warm weather, we are truly finding ourselves in the thick of it. And if you're thick like me, you're going to have maybe a hard time handling the heat. So find some way to stay cool. Go lay down in a basement. Go to the beach. Do whatever you got to do to beat the heat, because there's going to be no shortage of heat to beat these next couple of days. But you know what? It's the summer. Can't complain about it too much. It is still going to be a beautiful sunny day. If you can tan, yeah, maybe go tan. I cannot. But you know what? What's nice for me is pale don't stale, baby. I'm going to look this way 30 years from now. The problem being, I also looked this way 10 years ago. So, you know, it all balances out in the end. All right, folks. Just a quick hitter to start you off, but let's get back to what we came here for. We'll kick things off with a classic from a great Canadian band, just a good old-fashioned Canadian rock and roll band. We have got Bridge to Nowhere, and we're getting there fast right here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
like a battle. One that I can't win. It's like I'm swimming against the current. Like I'm running against the wind.
Tell me honestly, did you see The reflections in my eyes reveal your own. And tell our fortune. It can spread over 1,000 feet. Some feelings you can't defeat, and you make me feel like life's happening. Do you really know which way to go from here? Do we really need to know from here? Runs deep, my roots wrap around your feet, and I find it harder to sleep. Baby flies away from yesterday on a plane straight to the UK. She can leave you any day. Do I really know which way to go from here? Do you really call London home? I see your time trying again. I see my face in all the places I have been. Not all have been very welcoming. Not all. Not all. Do you really know which way to go?
Thank you. chairs back in. Come outside. Come outside and snatch the day by storm. Romance wrestling with regret. Caesar, Caesar, throw throbbing hearts down like cleated kicks on soccer balls. Beauty becomes brazen when provoked. Nobody's got nerve, no, not no one. And familiar loose ladies lean on you. You never uttered no anyhow, even at your agnostic worst. One weary link left in this chain, cheering you on, charging through thoroughly. This rain rains o'er me and you, and wet Washington that drops upon.
Hey, welcome back. What's up? What's happening, everybody? It's 8:30 here, CFRC 101.9 FM. You just heard Megan Hamilton with I Always Wanted to See Seattle, which I love just the small kind of maritime strings in there. It really does do the city of Seattle justice in terms of the sonic composition of the song. It really does sound like kind of a gray, overcast, rainy day song, and Megan Hamilton, part of the local music scene here, just incredible. You gotta love it. What a fantastic song. Prior to that, we had Future Womb with Chemicals. Give me all your chemicals. We had Nine Narrows, the Vancouver-based band, with London. And before that, we had the Red Clay Strays with Drowning, which had a powerful Chris Stapleton kind of energy to it. And it's always fascinating to watch how the major kind of breakthrough artists influence the generation of their contemporaries. So Chris Stapleton, one of the biggest names in music right now, period, country or otherwise, a true crossover star. And it's really cool to me to see bands that adopt that similar kind of rootsy, rustic, like gravelly, grainy vocal approach. You know what? All I'm saying is there are worse artists you can sound like than Chris Stapleton. I will take that. That is a tremendous win in my book. Prior to that, we had Aaron Lee Tosjohn with Horror of It All, which to me is a song about social anxiety, and I think that is wonderful. Shout out to Aaron Lee Tossjohn for that. And we kicked everything off with a little bit of the Sam Roberts Band, Bridge to Nowhere, which is one of my favorite songs from, and this is going to make, I'm sure, a lot of our listeners feel old, but one of my favorite songs from my childhood. And for the other side of the coin, the listeners born after 2003, they're like, I've probably never heard of this band or this song, and that's okay. Hopefully you dug it as much as I did, because that is a stone cold classic in my book. Every single time I listen to it, I just have a big smile on my face. It not just a nostalgic experience, but it's just such a well-composed, well-written, straightforward song that really scratches an itch for me. I love it. I can't get enough of it. In just a few minutes, we're going to kick off our music block with what I think is a fun little two-piece. We're going to play some Pez, and we're going to play some Billy Talent. And note that the difference between these two songs is about, just thinking, 5 years it would be. Pez was Billy Talent before Billy Talent. That was their previous act. And it's so interesting because a lot of times when you get bands or artists and you listen to their early work where they're maybe under a different label or a different name, it does tend to be a great deal different than their main kind of breakthrough success. Take, for instance, this is going to be my example because it's what I know best. It's not a perfect facsimile, but even early REM in their college rock radio days, you compare 1983's Murmur to 1989's Document, of which I played one of the tracks to open our show, and it is a night and day difference in terms of like the fidelity, the composition, the energy, but you don't see that with Billy Talent. It's about the same period of time, 5-6 years, but what you'll get with Bird in the Basement versus Living in the Shadows is a great deal of similarity in terms of composition and quality. That's what really surprised me is Pez with Watouche, which is their 1999 EP, is surprisingly kind of polished for a band that was post-punk and would not necessarily give off that polished aura. But that's what I like about Billy Talent. They do have kind of a raw energy. There is a lot of kind of anger undergirding a lot of their early work, especially. But in spite of that, it's still really polished and well-made music. And seeing them in concert at the then K-Rock Center, now we've got Slush Puppy Place, which personally I'm a big fan of. It was awesome. Like, they stole the show. They left everybody there completely satisfied. It was a really fantastic time. And, hey, they had Gob opening for them. And talk about a great opening band. Gob established legends in the scene. They killed it, too. So, let's hit our little two-piece here with Bird in the Basement and Living in the Shadows by the same band, albeit under different names. Pez and Billy Talent, back-to-back, part of a, let's say, double two-piece that we're going to have today. This is the first one. Here is the proto-Billy Talent, Pez, with Bird in the Basement.
Tell us. machine. Broadcasting from Cataraqui on Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee land.
My name is Dale Wongan from the Community Office at Community Living Kingston.
Community Living Ontario is a non-profit provincial association that has been advocating for people who have an intellectual disability and their families for 70 years. We proudly work alongside over 119 local agencies and advocate on behalf of more than 100,000 people across Ontario. We are an active member of Inclusion Canada and regularly communicate with equivalent provincial and territorial associations. We also have influence at a global level thanks to our affiliation with Inclusion International.
Also thanks to PSC for the wonderful opportunity.
Where it's at.